بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة عبد الرحمن بن الصخر رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله لا ينظر إلى أجسامكم ولا إلى صوركم، ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. This hadith, Hadrat Abu Huraira, who is actually Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is actual name, he said that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala does not look at your bodies, how your bodies are, or at your forms, how your forms are, but Allah ta'ala looks at your heart and your actions. First of all, the narrator of this hadith is Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and that was the agnoman, that is, he was commonly known by that name, and his actual name is Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr. Ibn Abdul Barr rahmatullah Ali mentioned that Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu on one occasion said, "I had a cat in my sleeve." Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to love cats, kittens, etc., and he had it in his sleeve. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam noticed that. So he asked, "What is this that you are having this cat in your sleeve, etc.?" I said, "It is a cat." He remarked, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "O Abu Huraira," that is the father of cats, that from there his name comes. The Arabic word for cat is Hirra, while Huraira refers to a kitten. So that is, he was fond of having this kitten. And here we learn another very important point, that his most beloved, that is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what name he gave him, Abu Huraira, he called him by that name. So he became famous, and in the world today, in the Muslim world, is known as Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And his actual name, very few people know. We all just know him by, it has become so famous, that word that came out of the mouth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Huraira, that Allah ta'ala made it so famous, and everyone, and he himself, just loved to be called by that name rather than his actual own name. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam in the year that Khaybar was conquered. Khaybar was the stronghold of the Jews, and when it was conquered, he became a Muslim and participated in the conquest with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He remained in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all times. Most hadith that are narrated are from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When other people objected to him, "You narrate so many hadith," he used to say, "While you people were busy with your business, you were busy with your farming, I was all the time with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So therefore, he managed to learn all these hadith. From all the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, he remembered the most hadith on account of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his favor. On one occasion, he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and requested that he should remember all the words, the hadith, the sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in a particular form, made a special dua for him. And he says, "After that, I just remembered every word that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said." He passed away in Madinatul Munawwara in the 57th year of Hijri at the age of 78. 5,374 of his narrations are recorded in the books of hadith. And he himself used to teach hadith also. Amongst his students were very prominent and great Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, like Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, etc. So he had a very great position by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this hadith we read that Allah ta'ala does not reward people based on their outer form or complexion. It is now whoever it is, whether it is a Arab or a non-Arab, a white man or a black man, a rich man or a poor man, on those basis Allah Ta'ala does not reward actions. Instead, Allah Ta'ala rewards an action when one's heart is sincere and purified of evil qualities. Normally also, we are more concerned that our actions must be perfect, which is very important. But much more important than that is that our hearts must be pure and clean. When the hearts are not pure and clean, then that action also, the whole night's tahajjud, the whole night's du'as. But if the heart is not clean, then that has not got that value as a little while, just two rakats of tahajjud, but with a pure heart. So it's very important we pay attention to purifying our hearts also. Seldom do we pay attention to that. We all know we must be in the state of ghusl. We cannot be in the state of janabat, of course. We all know we must be in the state of wudu when we want to make our ibadat. But who of us are concerned that to purify our hearts before we make ibadat? That is also a very important thing. Dua also we must make for that. Perhaps we are negligent and we don't think of making dua for the purification of the heart. And with dua we are not making, the thought does not come to us, then the actual worry of purifying the heart and having a clean heart, that will hardly come to us. So it's very important that we be concerned that our hearts be pure and clean. This is supported by a verse in the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَى إِلَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ. Your wealth and your children are not such that they can draw you closer to us. A person doesn't become closer to Allah on account of his children or his wealth, except for him who has iman and does good deeds. And iman, the place of iman is the heart. That has to be correct. As we know that without iman, nothing is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. All our whole lives, namazes, hajj, umrah, without iman is not accepted. And the place of iman is the heart. So our heart, iman must be correct and we must have that concern. And if that is correct, then automatically from there, good actions also follow. And good actions with correct intentions also follow. But if the iman is not correct, the heart is not correct, a person may do actions, but he will do it also for name and fame. He will do it for other purposes, not for the pleasure of Allah. So it's very important that we correct our iman, we correct our hearts and purify them and work on them as well. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.